viewed that.
And I will say, that I don't say this very often, but if there's one show that you really... Wow. We've just talked about a number of great shows, but if there's one show you really must see, it's A Story Beyond.
Why?
It's this tiny little piece, and it's playing at... it's presented by Liars and Believers at the Plaza Black Box Theater at the Boston Center for the Arts just through December 22nd. I thought this was just so wonderfully done. This company, Liars and Believers, spent 2 years crafting this piece, and here you find this young girl, Maya. She's fierce and strong and undaunted, and she's living in this village, and she, the village is clouded over by this cloud that is pervading the people. So everybody has turned kind of leaden. There's a darkness that has consumed them. This is obviously a piece that you can draw parallels to our own time. But in this piece, with music and projections and puppetry, we see the adventures of this little girl. She's determined to figure out why this cloud is so pervasive, and she's going to counter it. And the way it's told is just so different, and it's fresh. It reminds me of Julie Taymor and even Ryan Landry to some degree, doing so much with so little. But in the end, a way that is so emotionally resonant and poignant. It's great for kids. I think on an intellectual level, it's perfect for adults, on a soothing level for adults. It's perfect to see. I was just so struck. This is the first production of theirs that I've seen. I was just so struck by what they did. And this, one of the final scenes where this little girl, again, rendered by a puppet, is climbing a mountain, just how they move boxes so that you get this epic cinematic sense of how she's climbing was staggering.
Is it a puppet show or is it a mix?
It's a mix.
Okay.
And they I believe the creator, the founders of this company have studied puppetry in Italy. So they bring a lot of great storytelling, theatrical telling methods to this piece.
By the way, the whole BPR team for our Christmas thing is going, speaking of Ryan Landry, going to A Nightmare on Elm Street on Thursday night. How excited are you about that? I'm very excited.
It's going to be great. He's an unbelievably talented guy. But, you know, a lot of us stopped going to puppet shows when we were little or bring nephews and nieces or kids to puppet shows. But I remember going to ones in Brookline, at that puppet theater in Brookline. Good puppetry is amazing. It's just amazing.
And this isn't, I think, if you have a conception of what puppetry was like when you were a kid and you're just this little tiny panoramic stage and you see the puppets on hands, that's not what this is. I mean, you see the actors manipulating with their arms, not unlike what you saw with Julie Taymor doing in The Lion King or even Avenue Q, where the actors on stage are as much a part of it. It's all a very seamless but not gimmicky piece of theater.